around you, everything. I personally think we can probably get it done for around 30, you know, is my guess. It's just better literally them designing it and having a design and having a buyer come in and lay a bunch of rock around that outlet tube. And it may not even be 30. It could be less than that. We have no idea, but we would definitely at least pursue other options than going through BG and whatever they recommend. Just a little bit after talking to Kelly and getting an idea of what his perception of it was. So
a local engineering firm?
BG's local. The other one Kelly recommended is SMH, Sloan Meyer.
I think it's just Sloan Meyer.
It's SMH. It used to be Sloan Meyer, but it's Hancock. It's Sloan Meyer Hancock now. And the Hancock, the lady is the engineer that Kelly recommended. So, and I know quite a few people in that organization that I don't know how many of them are still active. The owners, the original owners, were both friends.
Help me out. I seen buku trucks running up here for days and bulldozers and machinery. It costs us $14,000, and we're going to go down here. It's been
That's why I think $50,000 is clear out of the water. It's just nuts. I think you're exactly right. It's just a matter of, and the rock's not expensive. I mean, that's going to come right over here on Flush Road, more likely. So I think we get it done for a lot less than that. But that was just a number that BG threw at us to be expected. You know, just be prepared that that's going to be. And I'd still be comfortable with using them for the inspection every 3 years because they were the best deal and they were recommended by the state and they did us a good job for that, I believe. The emergency action plan is something that we will have to do. All BG is going to do is provide us with documentation to get us started, and it's literally almost like a door-to-door down the street to contact, name, address, phone number. It's going to be a horrible experience, but that's what the state's going to require.
We have to personally walk to and talk.
And again, that's a reactive to what the state comes back and suggests. And I don't poke that bear at all until it gets to that point. So anyway, that's where we're at on that. I just wanted to kind of keep that in front of everybody so we are prepared that if, you know, that comes up and we have to react, that we are ready
to. To put it in our minds that one of the ways to keep the costs down, I hope that we can have a snow day or a winter work session where some interested people might cut trees in the vegetation
area.
Yeah, use our community tractor and grapple attachments and some chainsaws. And if we could do some of the clearing, it'll help.
We do have to have the engineering firm out here, we'll build need access to it. You can't really get to it. We'll
put it in our minds that there's going to be a work day. Doesn't have to be every member of the community. But people with chainsaws.
Have you been back then by chance to just check the flag just to see if there's been any? Well, we haven't had a lot of rain, so I can't imagine that's a huge deal.
Not in the last few weeks, but I have been down there 3 times, and I haven't seen any.
I'm more concerned when the spring rains hit. That's when we'll probably see additional erosion. Dirt and tree piles, I think we pretty much all know where we're at on that. We covered that at the last meeting. We just covered the numbers on the dollars. But is there anything to add to that? Kelly did say he'd be back out to burn the tree piles. But that'll be after he wants snow on the ground. You know, he wanted it to be not so
at
risk of fire. He didn't want to burn Nelson's pastures up. All right, insurance. Brent, do you want to touch base on that briefly?
Well, I would celebrate that going into the work day. We had workers' comp on that. You know, it was the timing was such, and I thought, oh my goodness, you know, what would happen is it would be going into effect the day after the volunteer work. Anyway, so that got done. A little bit of a cram there.
That's a big deal. Honestly, that's something we've never
had. I know.
And I could not believe it when I heard we didn't have coverage on members who would get hurt while working in Lake Elbow. And I'm glad we got that done. It was very inexpensive. It was, a few hundred bucks.
Well, $600, but I consider that cheap.
But one person getting hurt, it's worth the $600.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
more than.
We didn't need, we haven't had to use it.
Right.
So no, I thought that was a victory, and it's in place going forward. It should be a part of the thing that we request. The other insurance related would be, you now have a
it's up there. It's fine.
Umbrella policy, the $1 million umbrella policy, and Dave could probably talk more about it, but the premium in the quote is $1,317 for this annually for this $1 million.
What that would do is it would pick up. So currently we have $500,000 per event insurance liability, which obviously isn't enough. And I don't know if a million is enough. I think when we do get quotes, I think we get a million, 2 million, 3 million, and we see, because if it's only another $100
to go. I was going to say, I used to get 3 million for that.
Yeah. So I think we need to pursue that a little bit further.
Yeah.
But just in discussions, I think Brad and I both agreed, and hopefully everybody else does, that I don't think we would put that in place until we renew our insurance and just put it in place at that time. Because right now, if we did it, then prorated, and it wouldn't be in our favor. So. But I think it's something we definitely want to consider next year when we renew our insurance, and we'll talk probably.
It never hurts to shop around.
Yeah.
Is there a particular other board member that has strong interest in the insurance that wants to be
on the insurance? I will not take insurance. Yeah. I hate insurance. Yeah. I'm dealing with insurance now.
Yes. Because of what we are, there will be few insurance companies to
Well, you know, that's what our insurance company always tells us. But I've talked to two or three agents.
Really?
They've all said no problem.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think we got a handful of people that we can throw it at and just say.
You know, Copeland Insurance does.
That's who I would deal with.
They're
very versatile.
Yes.
Deal with a lot of companies, but they would be a great one.
They would be good.
But you know, we still have even members like Jim Waters and Bob Joyce that can both. That both said they could do it too. You know. And I think I definitely am not looking to favor members, but we could sure give them an opportunity to bid it as long as it's apples to apples.
Right.
Again, that would be your guys' decision.
Would there be interest in them shopping it for
somebody? I would think so.
Yes.
Yeah, any insurance could be.
Copeland, definitely. They go out and hit many.
No, but I'm saying have Waters or Bob do it for us. Okay. It would hurt to reach out to them.
Yeah, I don't know that you'd want to have somebody that's an insurance agent. I mean, personally, I think you want to, I mean, not that we don't trust them, but you want a neutral. I mean, he was asking if there was a board member.
Board member that really wants to, like.
I would think that those guys would be the great guys to do it. If they had no interest in bidding on it. It's like asking a mechanic.
You can ask him if they don't.
A mechanic to go check out another mechanic.
They're the professionals.
That's what they do for every day of their life.
Exactly.
And the best guy to find you a good mechanic is another mechanic. What?
Are you speaking up from experience?
That will be probably something we'll discuss very early next year. We want to get a head start on July 1st is our renewal date.
Yeah.
And, you know, we probably want to start February, March and give everybody plenty of time to get back.
Do you have a physical copy of your insurance policies?
500 pages.
Yeah.
Well, of course, tonight I had these printouts, but yeah. And we have that.
And you would need that to go shop at the insurance.
File.
Figured it would be.
Anyway, I think that's it really on insurance. We wanted a minute to talk about it. Fall events, first of all, it sounded like the Halloween deal was awesome. I'm sorry I wasn't here, but it sounded like the kids had a great time. Had a huge turnout.
And, big success. The hay rack ride. Go hay rack ride.
So thanks for everybody that helped out with that. Turkey shoot we got coming up November 18th, which Randy pretty much handles most of. Starts at 7 o'clock, but I think he is looking for some help. As far as dealers, but it would help him deal. And then holiday breakfast, December 3rd. Do we have a person that's kind of ramrodding that or we're seeing that?
I
don't know that I've been the last couple of years, so I don't know. I know like Randy brings stuff and different people bring stuff. It seemed like the lake used to purchase bacon or something. Or the lake and,
We celebrated the Halloween events, but we got to say how much Ashley's behind Halloween. She put in days worth of work. And hopefully we can leverage that towards future events.
Like maybe chairman.
So holiday breakfast, we might, you know, well, December 1st is our next meeting, so we're gonna really have
to. Yeah. So
what does that usually look like?
Okay. In the past, it started at like 8 o'clock in the morning and people would filter in. My thought was, let's just don't start till later and have more of a brunch, like 10 o'clock.
I think it's like 10 to 2 or 10
to 2. And just do, you know.
Are you doing a trick where people bring stuff or is there anything on the lakes?
Well, yeah.
We had somebody.
Let's say 10.
If we had somebody that would like to chair it, I'm not going to be here.
So, or I would take sure, because you'll just be sitting here.
To say, hey, can you bring breakfast casserole? You bring biscuits.
Yeah.
We can throw it out on Facebook. And
that was another thing that a lot of the Halloween, what I got some feedback from after the fact. One, a lot of people were like, oh, we didn't know you were going to have that much stuff, even though we live in one of the Facebook page. But a lot of people were like, well, we don't check Facebook. So what are your thoughts on, future holidays? Of course, because the whole point is to get the community together, as much community as we can. What is your thoughts about even the extra, putting in flyers or reminders the same time we post?
That's what we did the first Halloween I was here.
But like numbers are like opposed to you putting stuff in their mailbox?
Don't put it in their mailbox. Put it in their door.
It's not the members, it's the post office that's really
excited about that. Well, there are a few members.
That,
so. Yeah. So you knock on their door or put it on. Yeah.
So then tell me how
you can put it in everybody's.
Yeah. We went door to door. Yeah. We went door to door and stuck it in their doors or handed it to them personally. And that was a fabulous turnout. Everybody showed up and it was really good.
Was that Halloween?
Yeah, it was Halloween. It was my first Halloween that I helped with. And we had a huge, huge deal. And especially on the trick-or-treaters. I mean, we had almost 100% of people at the drive.
Are you taking leave?
And I'm willing to help you.
Yeah, no, you're in.
Yeah. I mean, with the food and stuff.
Just reach out and let us know if there's anything.
The kids' Halloween turnout. We didn't get an exact count, but it was anywhere between like 48 and 54 kids that actually showed for
the kids.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a really awesome turnout. So, Christmas breakfast. Yeah, I got it.
So we can get together and discuss the meal.
Just a little bit menus. On new business. I'll bring this back into this since we're talking about events. I had Tammy tentatively reserve the clubhouse for New Year's Eve in case we wanted to do a community New Year's Eve. I'm having shoulder surgery that week before, so what I don't want to do is volunteer anybody for something that I can't be here to help with as well. And I don't know what kind of shape I'm going to be in. So what do you guys think? Is that something we want to do? We've done them in the past. They've usually been a good time.
We're going to be gone. Okay. And
I don't think there's anything wrong with not doing it. Believe me, I just wanted to throw it out there.
Wasn't the last couple of years really wasn't anything planned. It was just
like you said, what kind of game?
Yeah, literally.
You could bring it. You could just open it. It's just the club.
Just open it up. We can open it up and have it open for the
I think that instead of planning an event.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
the ones that don't have plans and want to make plans. You know.
UIO everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snacks, drinks, whatever.
Okay, cool. We'll put that out there then. New business. The other item I had was the dues delinquency, which we pretty much talked about. The Deb Lee lawsuit update. We want to kind of talk about that a little bit, get everybody updated on where we're at. I'll kind of start it off, and then Brent can obviously pick up anything I missed and anybody else that's been involved with the process recently. I signed the paperwork yesterday at the attorney's office to file for a judgment claim, a default claim, default judgment, excuse me, because she didn't respond to the court. So we are filing for basically an automatic
sheriff's sale, basically.
Well, automatic judgment where it will just fall in our favor. And it'll include the past dues, lawyer fees, related expenses, because there were some stuff related to that.
Cleanup expenses?
Not yet.
Nothing's been occurred. So $3,500 approximately for us, it's like $3,525. And the attorney fees is about $3,800.
Yeah. So it's added up quite a bit, which we think we knew that was going to happen. But there's a new twist. So
before we get away from that, so we paid the attorney, paid that $3,800. So that $3,800 comes back.
So
part of that $7,000 bill.
So we will have a bill to cover in the next meeting. Waiting on detail because he sent us just a lump sum, so many hours, but it includes the property that we got down here. We're trying to get back in our name. It includes the Everly deal. It includes the covenants that we review and bylaw stuff that we worked with him on. And he just had it all kind of grouped together. He had it laid out by date, what he did and what he covered, but he didn't have it itemized by dollars or time. And we've asked him to give us a little more itemized detail. So we'll hopefully have that before the next meeting.
Have to have that for court reasons.
Well, the $3,800 well, if that ends up being the final number. Mm-hmm. But this last bill we got was going to be about $7,200, I think. So let's say 38 or most of that is her deal. The other, I think the property deal is probably going to fall in that $1,500 deal, and the evidence and that's probably another $1,500 to $2,000.
No, I appreciate Dave putting it back to the attorney to say, hey, PI. He was a little put off for a second there, but it was a good thing to ask, and you have to have that number to be applied to the
that's another $220 from the itemized.
They can hear it without a cost of another $300, you know? It's like every email is like $300.
If it's $3,800 to get her gone, it's worth every
We don't have a choice. Yeah. We really don't at this point.
No.
So the new twist is there's an anonymous purchaser that is hired an attorney that is trying to buy the property from her. And they're trying to rush it through. They're really pushing through. As a matter of fact, the title company called me yesterday, want to know a payoff amount, and I flat out tell her I don't have that information. I may not have it till next week. I says because they were working off the $3,500.
But keep talking. I know what she's scamming. I've already heard it.
Well, I got a feeling you may know more about this even than we do. But let me tell you what I know, and then you please add anything that you know, because I think there's a little twist behind the scenes here, and I'm doing my best, or we're doing our best, to ensure that it doesn't complicate things, because it could. But supposedly, and I believe this is true, I know the gal at the title company, and she actually gave me more info. She was probably supposed to. But supposedly somebody's going to buy it. They're going to clean it up. This is all in the purchase agreement. They are, and we need to be involved, and we need to kind of have our foot in on that and make sure that that commitment is to us. They obviously have to come before the board
and
an application for membership, which I'm going to send a note to Tyler tomorrow. And I'm actually, when the gal calls me back, I'm going to forward her to Tyler, tell her she needs to call Tyler, her attorney, and I'll make sure she's aware before they can be considered for membership. They've got to bring the membership app to the board meeting. Next meeting's December 1st. So yes. We are under no obligation
to accept rush
this or jump through these hoops.
Nope.
And there was talk they might rebuild there. So, or they'd like to build something new there. So again, we're under no obligation. I looked tonight. There is two lots there, but they're not very big lots. So, you know, obviously that's all going to come back to us before they do anything. Now, I had my thoughts. Maybe it was somebody else that was buying it. According to the title gal, she said it was a relative that's going to buy it. And then supposedly they're going to rent it back to her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
To give her time to get her stuff out. And supposedly that's just supposed to be through December, through the end of the year. But then, again, we have a new owner that this all starts all over with. And if for some reason she ends up a year from now still renting it and living there, and now we're fighting a new owner, you know, so
no.
That's all, you know, Tyler's, I'm going to bring Tyler.
There's not much we can do to stop it.
We cannot approve their membership.
So they can't use the lake. She doesn't use.
They still have access. Well, still have to have access on the road to go to and from.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Doesn't solve anything.
But we also don't have to approve that house as a rental property.
Well, if it's only two lots, right. Our regs say three.
Say, but.
Right. I would agree on the rental, but I just meant once it sells, it just sells.
Yeah, but they can't do anything with the lots.
Yeah, they can't build on it, but she could continue to live there.
I've seen both cars.
You just have to take her to court.
And her trunk.
Nothing will change. You'd have to. You could take her to court again. Right.
So
another $3,800.
She's under
but
the
it'd be our rules.
Right where we want her.
You know what I mean?
Wonderful thing.
We've agreed to nothing. It's moved right now.
Yeah, I'm just updating you guys on what we know.
We're getting our default judgment. Appreciate it.
And we should get that dollars.
Yes.
No matter what, we just start again.
It'll be in the contract with the title company, and it will be paid by the purchaser, and we will get that money from the title company.
And the attorney's fees?
Yeah. It'll come through that one part of the judgment. To satisfy our lien and stuff.
This has moved pretty fast in the last week to 10 days.
And the reason they may be trying to move it fast, they may not.
I had a pretty shitty conversation with him.
Yeah.
And saying the same things. And she left the conversation. Well, I'm going to go see an attorney next week and we'll be in touch. Well, she didn't have time. She was out of time already.
I heard the inside of it, she was going to have somebody purchase it and really not purchase it, just pay her debt and then get the title and their name is equity to her and then rent it back to her.
I have time to call Mark. Did you hear any of that from him?
I've talked a little bit to him about some stuff. He asked what was going on.
If it's a relative, I would think he would have to know who it is.
Right. But so, his daughter had surgery this week or last week or something.
I'll probably reach out to him over the weekend and just update him on where we're at and see what he knows.
Because he asked me the last time.
How fast will the judgment take place?
Pretty quick, I think.
Still has to go in front of the judge.
Right.
They make it a court date.
It could be a couple weeks. Or
I just meant if they were to close before, the judgment would go to her. And she has no assets. And it's
the title company is aware that it's tied up in court. And they're not.
Yeah, they're
going to let them close.
Okay.
While it's tied up. And if it's a legitimate buyer, they'd be crazy to buy it while there's an open case on it. So.
It's not on it. It's probably on her. That's what I mean.
It's on the property.
It's on the property. Okay. It's a lien on the property. And you can't sell that lien on you can't sell that property until the lien is satisfied.
And the title company is where
court, not the property.
The lien is on the property.
I appreciate the good communication. I think you got to credit yourselves when you do good work. The board came together and held the line on that.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim, I included you on this. Board held the line on a difficult situation. Really appreciate how everybody communicated well and, did a good job.
I think we're on the right track, and I think it'll probably all happen. I really do. It may be 30 days, maybe 3 months. I don't know.
It's going to happen, though.
Yep.
Okay.
The squeeze is on.
Yes, definitely. We're getting close. So.
Okay.
All right. Other business. You had a question. There's some flags that need to be replaced. Wow. Again,
we just did that.
I got it. I have one. Does anybody have one? I think I have one at my house and I got from Danielle or somebody.
Yeah, Danielle had an extra. Did she give it to you?
I think so.
Okay.
I'll look when I get home tonight, but if I do, I'll try to get it put up this week. We had to fix it last time. Fortunately, it was spring work day. We had to bucket truck out here because it broke off at the top and we couldn't, there would have been no way to get it. It just, without that bucket truck just happened to be here at the right time.
By the shed on border, I don't know the new tenant's name, in between their two houses, there is a huge freaking limb. Looks like somebody cut and it's laying in the top of the trees. It's going to kill somebody.
By the shed.
Where?
Across the road from the shed.
Over where Kellogg used to live.
In between Kellogg's house and Porter's. If you look up, there is and it's laying sideways, pointed straight down at the road.
Ooh. I love that. I
think all those that we cut in there hit the ground.
It needs to be pulled out because if somebody goes by on a golf cart and the wind blows the right direction or something, it could be.
Go by looking at it. I don't recall that.
We went through there make sure everything hit.
There was a gap. That's about the time Bob got out of the budget.
Yeah, but it's not. I don't think
it happened like since workday.
Somebody needs to be lifted up and chained around with it or something. I don't even know if you can lift our. You don't have to go high. It's big.
Show me sometime.
Just drive. You can't miss it.
I'm sorry. You had one other item about Christmas lights.
The
outlook of the
flag area
work.
They
should.
I think so. I think there was one time we had to fix those or something, but I think so. Absolutely.
Not just that. That'd
be awesome.
Yeah.
And his husband.
Chad.
Anything else for anybody? Don?
Hey, Dave, it comes to mind, you mentioned there was a place sitting on two lots. I would hope the board going forward, you all will stop and address minimum size building homes. I'm just new here, but when I look at that, and you all say it would take two lots. Hell, one lot might be 6,500 and 50,000 square feet all over the board.
So you're 100% absolutely right. And our law and our rules strictly state three lots.
Lots are all different, Dave.
Yeah.
Right. But we've always had, you have to have three lots to build new. We have had in the past, we've allowed to build on two lots that I'm aware of.
The larger lots.
And it's usually an improvement. It's a pretty magnificent improvement over what's there existing.
You'd be better off with state and square footage instead of talking about.
What we want to avoid is we don't want a great big house that takes up 90% of the lot because then you have drainage and runoff issues and, you know, it creates problems. And we used to, and I swear to God, at one time, the rule stated that the house could only be a certain percentage of the lot. I swear to God, but I have looked back through the rules, clear back to like 79, and I cannot find it. So I swear when I moved out here, there was rules that stated that. So I don't know whether I just misread it, but I think, you mean, Nancy, you were on the board several times, but wasn't there something to that? Like 65% seems to stick in my head for some reason. But for whatever reason, it isn't in there now.
So. Is there anything that says we can't make that a bylaw?
It would be probably in our rules, not our bylaws. And the thing is it all comes to the board for approval. We need to be probably a little more reasonable. We have sheds built on one lot. We have, you know, things that we've done as a board in the past we've allowed. Some people would say we set a precedence, but it's case by case basis. You know, they come to the board. I think we need to, you know, that would be something that as those come up, we definitely need to think hard and long about it as to whether what's best for the lake.
Right.
So absolutely great point, Don. I'm glad you brought it up because it's been in the back of my mind a little bit. And as this came up, and matter of fact, just tonight found my map and seen that she had two lots there. If it was one lot, I would have brought that up at the meeting and said, there's only one lot. We need to basically say no if they want to rebuild there. But it's two lots. We have allowed two lots, but it's two small lots depending on the house they want to build and how much of that.
It says the 25%, and that's where your house size comes into play.
It's just a setback.
But your setback. But that's fine.
It's 25% or less. So what it is?
25 feet.
So
or 25%, which is left.
That's front to back.
Right.
Left to right. It's 6 foot or 25%, whichever is left.
Unless there's a walkway or whatever.
Then it's still 6 feet. Yeah, in the walkway of two and a half.
It's 25 feet off the walkway.
No. Mm-hmm. Nope. It isn't. Just look at hood.
Nope. Look at mine.
6 feet off.
Yeah, that's your property.
There's a walkway between us.
When did the walkway get moved? They moved it
back. No, they didn't. It's been there from before I moved out my house. No, they didn't.
They moved the walkway on the other side.
They moved the walkway
on the other side. Not on that side.
House is there. And I read the rules, and I actually started to fight it. I was out there with Cheney, basically in his face, telling him he needed to move the house over, and, you know, when they were still staking it out. And he said, no, this is within the law or within the rules. The board's already approved it. And I read the rules 22 times because I kept reading it wrong. Sure enough, it's 6 feet.
Then we even talked about it when we approved the garage up here.
Right.
Over and over again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was 25 feet off the wall.
I thought it was too. I thought there was some other deal in there, but there's not. And maybe that's something we consider for the future if we do a real update. But, you know, otherwise we're going to end up with these great big houses on small lots.
And look silly.
Well, you know.
Or you're just going to have houses.
Yeah, I got that.
Here's
runs right into the
lake.
That's going right into the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last thing I'd want.
So, but it's definitely something to think about. And again, I appreciate y'all bringing it up.
And the biggest thing on that, though, too, I think when you're talking about it, is the sanitation factor of it, which is always.
Yeah, that's been the reason for the three lots.
Exactly. By for your lateral.
Septic tank.
But with these new systems, they've changed the actual
need.
Need, right. Yeah.
But we don't want to change our three lot rule. Let me tell you why. When I was thinking about moving to Kansas City, I went down there and interviewed two or three private lakes. And I'm telling you, you walk out there and it's house, yep. boat dock. It was horrible. I went out there and I come back here on the weekend. I'm like, man, we have something here that nobody has. So yeah, we need to stick our ground on that. But thanks for bringing it up, Don. You're right. The lots are all different sizes. The three lot deal is always seemed to work pretty well for us. The only exceptions are where there's an existing property. Like my old house, two great big lots, and we approved for them to build a new house because it's going to be a huge improvement over what's there. And I believe it'll be.
But those two lots are bigger than a lot of people's three lots.
I agree. And it'll be relevant.
That's where square footage comes in.
The garage you're going to build is relative to the size of the lot. It'll work out. So anyway, anything else anybody would like to mention? Jennifer?
Are we having a Newsy party or not having a
Newsy
party?
I think we're going to open it up to the public. BYOE.
BYO everything.
Bring your own everything.
Snacks, booze.
Music.
Mixers, music.
It never seems too hard to turn this place into a party. So I think we just open it up to the community. That way nobody has to really work at it. We may have to have a little group clean up afterwards the next day or that night, probably the next day.
Definitely the next day.
Brent has two more things he'd like to say.
Just the first one, easy one. Cat cans are when should, when is the normal time, is sent back.
Usually it's not Jack. It's not Jack cans, but
it's some Jack cans.
Oh, it is Jack cans.
Yeah. They bought out.
Got it.
And so I
just noticed.
And so I just kind of putting it out there. Should I tell them to come get it?
I already did. Okay. Yeah, Jared's gonna have them bring it. Come get it. We usually burn it out there before Memorial Day weekend. Usually it goes away right after Labor Day. Jared was supposed to do that. I think he just forgot. This year we brought it out early because of Jerry Thornborough's emergency, and we knew we were going to have a lot of exposure to that septic, so we brought it out early. But yeah, it should be out of here in the next week or so. If it is in the hard part, Jerry. Yeah. What's your other one?
I'd like us to at least discuss secretary work. And I talked to Jim earlier just to make sure he didn't feel ambushed. But Joel has mentioned this. There's opportunity to do better in our minutes, our posting of our minutes, our posting of our information and making available to members. I've talked with board members about this before, about an assistant secretary. I'm used to having a city clerk does all the minutes and does all the work, and the board, every member of the board can participate in the discussions.
Exactly. They're
not head down writing. But I put it to the board. I think there are people, members, that would be interested in it. I remember distinctly Wendy Matthews has talked to me before about being interested. I think you get a young person, you need a lot of energy.
Well, this young lady over here said she would be happy to take minutes.
The only thing I would just need to talk to her to find out. So far, it looks like they're here pretty much full time. Right. Mm-hmm. My only thought there is if she's gone.
But I really feel we need someone else other than a board member to take the minutes, because me doing them that one meeting, I hate to take the meeting. Fun. You can't participate. And that's like Jim, you ask him a question and it
He's like,
wait a minute, I got it. Now, what did you want? And then he's got to remember what he discussed and put it on paper. That's not, it's not. Right.
It doesn't work real good.
So the only thing that I would bring up, and we can, this is obviously something we can add to our bylaws. So here's the description of the secretary in our bylaws. Secretary, the secretary shall keep and record all records and accounts of the club. He or she shall record minutes, votes, and all transactions of all meetings. Keep the corporate seal, disperse stock, which that no longer exists. Serve notice of meetings and keep current records of membership. The secretary shall assign vote numbers in accordance with the rules and regulations of the club. So currently in our bylaws, it states that the secretary is to do that. However,
I don't think unless they means, I think it's in manage is probably what it means. Manage the
taking. He shall report minutes, votes, and all transactions of all meetings. But let me read this other part. Other officers and director, the board may from time to time appoint such officers and directors as are necessary to manage and direct the club, and the board may designate or delegate such duties as it deems necessary through the position.
That's what I feel we need.
So it doesn't say there that they have to be a member, because she would be a renter, right, not a member. So I think even with the way it's written currently, you could interpret it as such that we can have somebody do this.
I think there's some real work to do to get, you know, not just to take some pressure off Jim to better participate in meetings, but also there's a backlog. We could use some help getting it up. And it's just a thought that I don't want to say something and then not do any of the work myself. That is not
how. Well, if nothing else, managing just the documentation portion of it, managing the website, that sort of stuff. She's basically, that's her major. I mean, that's what she's just in school for.
I would propose that someone ask her then, is there a particular board member that if we're in consensus that this is an acceptable ask.
I could ask her, see if she has interest. What are your guys'
I think she does have interest, and I think she would be good at it.
Anyway, because of the water leak they had, I need to go over and make sure that I got over
another water leak.
That was fixed a month ago or so, okay. But I didn't. I closed the wall back up, but I didn't sheetrock butt it or anything. I left it just square screwed there where I can take it back off to go back in and verify that there isn't any thing going on in there, shouldn't be. So I got to talk to her about that anyway. I'll throw this at her, see what she thinks. And if she has an interest, maybe I could have her come to the next meeting. We could talk
great.
To her.
I definitely think somebody, I don't care who it is, needs to go through all them deals and get it organized. And how we got there, like a lot of people don't realize how we ended up in this mess was when Jan stepped down, Jan did everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything. And she would only give a little bit to this person. She gave a little bit to this person. She gave a little bit to this person.
And I'm going through that box. I will continue to go through that box. It needs to be somebody that I think knows a little bit of history. Because if we had her go through it, she'd have no idea what she was looking at.
So that's how we ended up in this.
Yeah, I agree. And your sister did a good job.
So it was just this. And you can still ask. There might still be stuff in her basement. I think there's still stuff in Jan's basement. I know there is because I asked her one time and she goes, oh, yeah, but I'm not ready to release that yet. And it was like, what?
So
it's just not worth
talking about. I visited Jan quite a bit before she left. And, I'll agree. There were times I'd go over there and she'd be like, nope, I pretty much got rid of it all. This person or that person and whatnot. And then I could go over there a week later. And she'd be like, oh, I do think I got a couple things.
I got this folder that's full of.
And, you know, so, you know, and that's just unfortunately the situation she's in. So
her credit for all she did.
I'm telling you, you guys that didn't really know her or see her in action have no idea what how much work she did for this lady. She was amazing.
Stepped down, back to my original point was nobody really knew what their duties actually were. And so, like, I would check the mail. Well, I didn't think that. Treasurer's jobs, check the mail. I think that was dumb. That's secretarial job. Secretary's like, well, I'm checking the mail. That's your job because there's bills in there. I'm not free. Seriously, that's how it ended up. And then it was like we had three different secretaries in a year from some illnesses. It was just a cluster. So
And we definitely have room for continued improvement.
Yes.
And I'm all about that. So I'll ask her about it and see what her interest level is. And she's interested.
So if we can definitely get somebody to ramrod it, get it organized. It's not a, like you said, a board member that just is going to get it organized to have the files and stuff for it. And then we're both.
And she can still submit them to Jim for review.
Right.
Whoever the secretary is at the time.
And the files in an agreed upon location.
Yeah.
On a shelf. And we've had them in closets, and I don't like them at all.
There's probably a certain amount of stuff.
Had a thought. I don't know. I've never been in the storage room or whatever. Is there any way that once these are all organized, that we can put them in a file cabinet by dates or set up? I don't want it in my house. I have.
I think we should discuss. We could discuss all options.
Yeah, we need to figure.
We've talked about getting a safety deposit box because there's going to be some stuff going forward that needs to go into a safety deposit box. Probably these when we redo the covenants, obviously the stuff like that. We need to have a go-to spot where that stuff is at. That multiple people can access. As far as local here, if we have room, I think that's our biggest challenge back here is getting.
Well, I mean, because if you have,
there's a lockbox, there's a file box that has that.
Well, I have two totes at my house that has building permit. I mean, I think I got your.
Back to 90.
Yeah, back to 90 in my house.
Yeah.
You know,
got a couple boxes.
If.
Maybe another work session where we'll bring our boxes.
Well, yeah. If we could file it, you really can't file it by name because of how many people.
No, that's here. The challenge.
But
how
if
do
we
you
could
file
get
it
filed by lots
or lots,
they
or they show that
something.
You know, at like my house, this person built it. Okay, this person bought it. We moved it, and it's all right there. And any updates?
What is there available for online cloud storage that? You know, even if we had to scan documents and upload them, I mean, what is available for something like that?
Anything you want to do.
I mean, what I'm looking for is a place we can store documents online that maybe aren't necessarily accessible to the entire public.
Right.
But that we have access.
But I don't know what your regulations are as far as how long you have to keep minutes and all that stuff.
Unfortunately.
Hard copy there. I know you have to have hard copy.
The exception of what Danielle put online over the last year or two. I don't think we have a good record of those going back. I just
there's a bunch in one of them totes in there. I know that.
Yeah.
But that, like I say,
that all needs to be organized. I'd be willing to organize if there are files, because I mentioned to Brent, and he goes, I got two boxes. I said,
we just need to discuss what we think is realistic. I don't know that there are any actual legal.
I don't know what the legality is as far as since we are a private community. How long you have to keep your
note, having a bank note, we have to be probably before the beginning of that.
That's what I said.
We have to file our minutes.
That would be a question probably for our attorney and our account.
Yeah, I would think 10 years would catch up.
What about like getting one of those like high-end sheds and putting it in the shed, that not like a...
Yeah.
It's a secured lock, like just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I have like one of those sheds built on skids, and it goes in the shop with the steel door that's locked, and we put fireproof filing cabinets in there, and then all of our stuff. It don't have to be a big shed. I mean, like 6x8 or something. Two rows of filing cabinets.
Ends up by the shop where we got all that room.
In the shop.
Yes.
Yeah, put it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something we can definitely discuss. So, all right. Well. Anything else? If not, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Are we going?
Salt's coming in the morning. Bring on the snow. I think it's supposed to snow.
I'm sorry, Dave. You went too fast. Did you want to cover any of this stuff?
We're going to do that right after the meeting.
Gotcha.
I didn't want it to hold up the meeting, and we think it's going to be a major discussion.
Wait.
No.
Go get them reindeer unboxed.
Anybody got an action?
We could put out a deal on Facebook and ask. Say, is there any members willing to donate any additional Christmas decorations?
Well, I think she's looking for specific Christmas decorations.
What are you looking for? Something big enough, I guess, that's not going to go away.
I thought you had a plan when I heard reindeer.
Well, reindeer would be cute up there because you could see them. They light up at night.
Fairly.
We can anchor them down.
Just put something down. Put something on Facebook.
Do you have an owner's manual for Brad?
Something that's not getting blocked.
Do you recall much as far as the dirties and whatever? There's no water gets stored in it. Pumps stored in right now. Big size pump.
That's pretty cool.
You got them automatics in yet?
If I didn't give it to my grandson, I'd
get anybody over there.
Did you call Chad?
Yeah.
He's probably scared to death after the ones he did it.
I'm so something to the
mic. I'm looking for stuff. I've got it.
No, Jen and I will get
on
it.
Rodney's really good.
Get on it.
Everybody else. Basically, like, we're not taking
the company.
And you're not sharing.
You do good on the
market. Well,
usually
it's Thursday nights. Shannon's.
Three-phase 220, but in my box.
We're here.
Started while we were
drinking. She drinks tequila. Yeah, I know that. Chad ran over and stopped on the way home today.
I have an extra copy of
the year.
I'll take it.
I don't know what he told me. Something like 7 weeks he worked on that.
Oh, yeah. I've been working on 3 weeks pulling wires around the world.
I don't remember. He told me how many miles of wire.
Thank you, sir, for the offer.
Yep. Right. I haven't put my hands on it for a long time.
Yeah. Man, it doesn't have a magic section that says winterize.
No, because really anything to do. He's got some cool notes in the back of that stuff, handwritten notes that he put in there and whatnot.
So Richard is a different name than I've ever heard about it. That's not Richard is Joe that we bought it from, right? Couldn't tell you. 913 Long City.
Yeah, that's the
whole
custom.
Yeah, that's all right. I've been through the machine.
Do you know about possibly?
Made after pump, I turned the valve on and off. There's your water rack in it.
It doesn't hold any water.
Do you know of any extra pipe that we supposedly own that we never picked up?
Somewhere around the Wichita.
Well, that's where this thing came from.
Yeah, there's. We need to take the carpenter down and go get it.
If we can still get it.
Right.
Because it was left at a customer's.
It was. Yeah, and that's been 5 years ago.
It's probably there, but I mean, we just have to ask him.
Some of that was supposed to be the floating pipe, too, wasn't it? That was what we really needed.
It could have been, but I'm not sure.
We can make floating pipe. I saw somebody made sound
there. Yeah,
so we're just going to have a quick work session to talk about covenants renewal and the bylaws. For anybody, any board members that are willing to stay, and I think it looks like everybody's probably going to participate, which is great. I'll just start off. And first of all, thank you, Karen, for all the work you did. This is incredible. You've done
been
a lot.
Working on this.
You saved us a lot of time and what it would take to get to the point we're way ahead of schedule on this, in my opinion.
And I kind of go over the covenants on file, the one I have right here. This is what our actual covenants is at filed on the courthouse. I took what Brent and Dave and everybody had at the courthouse and retyped it. So we do have this in Word format.
I mean,
it's actually the one I believe that we came to agreement with the attorney was booked is number 106, not 104. Brent gave you 104, but I think they're exactly
identical. They are exactly the same.
And they, what all that is that's a deed that has our covenants attached to it, which all deeds probably do. I couldn't tell you. But to update everybody, and I don't know if you were in that email trail at that point, but what I gather from our attorney is we can't change it.
Right, because it all, we have to have all to change anything in the covenant. That means everybody out here, we have to have 100%. But to extend, it's 60% of the people at the annual.
No, 60% of the total membership.
Of the majority.
Yeah, the reason we were going to do it at the annual meeting, because it's not due till July 1st.
Right.
But the reason we want to do it at the annual meeting is to make a dent in that 60%.
Exactly.
We can get a notary here. We can, everybody that comes to the meeting, we hand them their page and we send them over to see the notaries. Please sign in, and then we get a head start because we're still going to have to do a
knock on the door
to door or whatever after right. that. And we'll have to, somebody will have to be able to keep track. Do we have a way in the membership roster to create that, like to list that out in a list or a Excel sheet or something that we got just a checklist and highlight? Okay, we've got this person, we've got this person, we've got this person. Yeah. Keep track of that. No doubt I can find a
list. QuickBooks, you can just go to this and print it out.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a simple process. I really do. And I think we'll be able to easily do it between them.
We usually have a pretty good turnout for the annual meeting. So
I think if we get 30,
60%.
60.
Not at the meeting. We'll probably get 30 to 40. 100. We'll get 60 people.
100 people.
50 to sit back.
Yeah, let's turn this back to Karen. She's so work into this.
Okay, anyway, that's what this is. That, so if you couldn't read the covenants, this is the covenant that we have, that we have to abide by. The extension, Brent and I had did this. The first extension that doesn't have the draft on it, we sent, and then we send it. We're going to ask Tyler, our the attorney, after we had this work session to do the draft to extend it. Well, he took what Brent had sent him and made it more formal, I guess. And that, so that's what the draft is to extend.
My question to that, and I really need to go back and read that email that Tyler's a little bit, because what I thought he sent us that was going to be a renewal page for each member was three pages.
Yeah, it's the one I gave you that says draft right here.
Here I have the stack of all the ones they did back in 96. And so what it is there's one copy of the covenants, and all the signature pages are a single page.
Right.
So yes. Why wouldn't we just be able to do this was my question to Tyler.
Yeah, or I suggested to Brent, this is my suggestion, if we get all this out to the members, if we have a notary here, as they come into the annual meeting, they've already read it, they come over, they find their name on the piece of paper, they sign it, the notary is sitting there so they can sign one whole page. Because the one that I found in my paperwork from my house when I bought my house, I found the covenants. I didn't bring my copy, but that's how they did it. They took, had one notary and had everybody sign one page.
So, so what we could do is just do the signature pages individually and have the covenants separate. Okay. And then all they're going to do is sign the signature page and give that to us. Okay. That's what, and I think even the way he sent it to us, I think that's
right. Yeah, because he has the second page is a remainder of page left, intentionally left blank, signature page as follows.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then you have your last page is your notary saying right. They
notarized and witnessed all the signatures above.
You know what? These all do have staple holes in them. Yeah. So they were attached just like that to the three pages, and then they probably kept.
Yes.
The front pages and then did left us to see. That was the thing I hadn't had time to look at.
So
number three, just
go ahead.
Number three is just a really good summary. He took those previous extensions and summarized them. The draft extension, and it talks about the history of each extension. I thought that's he did take what.
Yeah, what I sent him, what I had typed up and sent, and we had sent it in to Tyler, and he took everything, pretty much took mine and condensed it down.
Thank you for your work on that. That really worked.
How many hundreds of dollars did that save us?
Thousands.
Well, I'm more worried about how many hundreds of dollars it's going to cost us to have them print off 100 or 300 pages with 120 of them being all individual changes of members and addresses and that. But I think that's money well spent versus one of us doing
it. So on this 25
years, they're going to have to create a signature page for each member.
Right.
So we have to have all 100.
We'd have to have 100% for the covenants and any changes to the covenants. We'd have to have 100%.
We're not making any changes to the covenants.
We're going to leave them as they are.
So
the covenants, as it reads, that's where I feel. I don't know in base feelings, but I feel these need to get on our website with our rules and regulations.
The covenants, right?
The covenants. Yes. I will personally hand deliver these to every house because me as a member would not come in and say, I want to extend this if I didn't know what it.
Right. And it'd be nice to get this out ahead of time.
Yes.
So now that we have a readable version, we can scan this and upload this file. And
we don't have to scan it. She just has to send it.
Send it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I can send it to her. Yeah. I have all this on Word now. Super. Everything's on Word.
Well, you would probably need to convert it to PDF too.
I would.
Well, he'll convert it to PDF before he puts it on the.
Okay.
Yeah. So it can't be changed once it's on there.
PDFs can be changed.
I know. Well, if you have the program.
No, you do not need a program.
Well, Word, you can never figure it out.
In Word, does it?
Does it?
Yes. Just open a PDF and edit.
Okay, that's right.
It's the same illusion that the county won't give you an image unless it's a TIFF file. Because they think you can't edit these. You just take the TIFF file, you convert it to OCR, and you save it as a PDF. It's their illusion.
And I wasn't so worried about a PDF, so I'd be able to change it. A lot of apps and stuff won't open a Word document.
Yeah.
Everything will pretty much open.
So
your phone.
To the point, though, it seems as if we, other than the process, are ready for covenant extension.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd say I'll probably put something out on the Facebook to see what we have for notaries at the lake. I know they mentioned Kelly.
Kelly is.
Yeah. The biggest thing would be getting her commitment to be here that day and maybe have a plan B just in case.
And our exact process for the extension is I was hearing the notary at the meeting. You're hearing that individual copies get sent out of the extension.
Right.
And what month we're going to send them out? November, December?
Well, I would like, I know I'm pushing, but I will not be here probably the whole month of December. I'll be here until the Friday after Thanksgiving. So I would like to get all these copies that need to be hand delivered and get them out before Thanksgiving.
So we could do the covenants. What I would suggest is we do the covenants online. You'd hand out or send out copies of the covenants without the signature page.
Right.
That gives Tyler's department or Tyler's office time to get the signature pages. We need to control the signature
right.
pages.
Right. Yes.
In other words, we need to have them so that I lost mine. Or
I wouldn't worry about that at all. I mean, we'll just have a copy here. I mean, let me show Brent something after the meeting.
Okay.
I was just going to say, even if they would provide these in a PDF, we could just suck out that last page, have a stack and a printer here. And
that's
you forgot
great.
Yours, print one copy. I mean, we just give them to them as much as you can. You know what I mean? And if they go get it notarized and bring it here, notarized.
Home run.
Just that much less.
Yeah, I agree.
Just provide them the information and we'll solve that.
So I'm just saying that it's going to take Tyler a while to do the signature pages.
I think Brent will get the cover. I think Brent's going to do them.
I'm getting volunteer, but I'm.
I'm going to show them how. It's really, really quick. It's mail.
So what I heard out of that is extract that signature page from it. I believe in that. I think that's
okay. So we need to let Tyler know that so that his people aren't which they don't can't do it if they don't have a roster. So
they don't have a roster. Yeah. Brent's got to provide.
But Karen's getting this copy out to each member in the month of November.
This month, probably next week.
And we're going to lock down a notary for the January meeting to be determined which one. At that meeting, I'll have a stack of signature pages. They have the person's name up, just a blank signature page, right?
It's got their...
it has to have
their lot numbers.
We would just have a printer, and you'd go to that page and say,
no, it's just got their name.
Their name?
Yeah, it's just got their name. Oh, you know what? Name. Some people wrote them in.
Let me see.
Name, address, phone number, lot numbers.
Everybody wrote them in.
Yeah.
Everybody wrote them in.
Like, okay,
they weren't listed originally, so they must have had to write them in.
No, but they're all listed here. This is printed.
Where'd you get that at?
It was what you handed. I mean, we can just stay this way.
It's got her information, but they wrote in the lots.
Right.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so right. That's what I was saying.
But I think we've got a sheet that has most lot owners.
Yeah, the, on the telephone list shows the lots. Yeah,
yeah, that lots, sounds lots. Like if you have from QuickBooks a list of all customers, their addresses, their lots, then we just have a temp, a boilerplate. They sign it, it gets notarized, we write in their lots on that same boilerplate. Instead of
100
different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just exactly what they
did.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Shark looks like a shark for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I've heard that one.
Explain that one to me later. Sure. So that's the process. The copies go out this month. We plan for a notary. We have copies on hand in the meeting.
Yes.
Okay. So make sure I'm not overstepping. I'm going to deliver this to extend the covenants, and then a copy of our actual covenants
to every member.
To every member, that's
every household.
Every household, so that they have a copy of what they're signing to extend.
Keep in mind, we have what, roughly 30 members that don't live here that we'll have to mail.
Well, I'll have to get that. I'll get with Brent to get them mailed.
Let's just jump on a different. So that, are we going to raise the rent, the dues and assessments 10% this year?
Meant to bring that up at the meeting. I'm glad you did bring that up. I think
we'll talk about it next month. But I'm just trying to get a consensus.
I think we deliver those. Or are you going to put like a letter?
I was going to put a letter and
explanation. We have to renew these.
Right. When we have to renew these.
So if you guys get it posted online, I'd be willing to go online and make a post and to kind of explain the process and let them know we're going to have a notary at the meeting, annual meeting, that they can come to and get it done there if they'd like. And then just explain to them that we're not able to change the bylaws or the covenants the way it is. And that for us to continue to be the place that we are,
private community,
this is, and for us, you know, that's what we have to do. Mm-hmm. So, and this,
what happens if the covenants expire?
You know, that's a good question. And I've never gotten to ask Tyler yet. I thought about it.
I understood is you lose your private community status, which means Hawk County could come in and tell us we have to follow these codes, we have to do these roads. So as a private community, you want to keep those covenants in place.
You also possibly open yourself up to tax tax liabilities as far as, you know, because we're a nonprofit
family. Right.
Probably lose that status. There's multiple things, but for us to be able to live in a private community and have Lake Elbow as it is today, that's what needs to be done. Yeah. I don't think we'll have any problem getting 60%, and this will be going to 100 years. That's, I think, worth mentioning. That's a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. I've talked to Russ about it before, and he's mentioned it several times. This just doesn't happen. You know, think about how many homeowners associations you think have been around 100 years.
Not very many.
I went online and tried
two or three right here in Kansas.
Well, I went online and I said, what's the oldest HOA in Kansas? Googled it. And I could not get any good answers. It ended up showing me a whole lot of shit.
Lakeview Gun Club's like 1942, 43,
mm-hmm.
over by Lawrence.
Well, so the, Karen, still the spear on this. It sounds like we have a process. We're tied in to some of the legwork. We know who's going to do it. We know when the copies go out.
I'll get with you.
We'll get together. Bylaws.
Yes, I got them next.
Do reason I was asking is if you're going to, those 30 that we're going to mail, Brent, you could generate an invoice for next year and send it with them. That's what I'm meaning. We're putting something in the mail.
I think we talked about it in a previous meeting. I'm not sure if you were here, Jim, but we discussed it, and I think everybody agreed with
me. No, but I'm just meaning that Brent will know what the bill is. Right. Is where this is going versus...
I think we agreed we weren't going to raise
it. No, but it, that's where that was leading towards.
We had talked about it last meeting or something. No,
I was here, but I'm just making sure.
We didn't say no.
We didn't vote on it. We were in consensus.
We could have voted on it tonight, but we won't vote on it.
But that's what it was more leading towards. Brent could generate invoices for the ones we have to mail.
And put it all together.
Versus having to mail the next 30.
Yes, thank you.
Right, that's where that was going.
Yes. I feel a lot better, man.
That's a good idea. That's true. Yeah, you could generate it for all of them.
Okay, now the other thing I worked on were the vices. There ain't too many changes. The red, the consensus of Brent and I and Rita, we kind of is on page 4, the red, as Dave read, to take out, keep what the job of the secretary is, keep the corporate sale and disperse stock. We don't do that no more, so take that out. The secretary, and then the treasurer shall be bonded by the club at the minimum sum of $1,000. Well, we're audited so much, do we really need the bond in? For the treasurer to be bonded.
A thousand is nothing.
Nothing to compare to how much money that comes through here.
It's stupid.
Do we want the secretary assigned a vote number, or do we want the treasurer?
Well, that's
the transfer of money.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I asked.
I asked that question and we left it as is, but because Brent does do all the.
I do check the mail. And I do hand out vote stickers. People pay me for the vote. That makes sense to me. I've never handed out a vote number.
We don't do numbers. It's just that's through the state.
So,
numbers are
supposed to be. They used to have numbers because they couldn't see who it was. So they had their little book. You could run back and say, hey, Joel Forrest was hauling ass at 8:30 at night. Instead of just saying, hey, quit hauling ass at 8:30 at night. We have the
retarded.
Okay.
The numbers were because we didn't have a light elbow sticker.
Oh, okay.
So it was some.
I don't remember where it's at.
Marking.
Okay.
It's an E21 or whatever.
Oh, I see. So it wasn't Kansas sticker. No. It was just elbow sticker.
It was elbow
sticker. Red is to take out.
So one of the things we talked about, and it's weird because on my copy, it's kind of in gray. It's not in red. It's compensation. It's under I don't know, 5-6 pages.
Can we strike phone number and say vote sticker?
Yeah, I will send that.
Compensation. No director shall receive any compensation without majority consent of the board. And I think our agreement was just to delete that.
3D.
Oh, what you did, however,
Okay.
3D.
It's on page 3, number D. Yeah. Compensation. No director shall receive any compensation without majority consent.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Oh, without majority consent of the board. So you actually changed
it.
Yes, I did. But I'm sorry, I missed that highlight.
But maybe we just delete that statement altogether.
Well, I think it's prudent to. You don't want majority consent before any compensation. You don't want three future board members getting together and saying we're going to pay this one.
Yes.
You want a majority consent in a board meeting.
That's supposed to be blue. I'm sorry. I missed that.
That's why I think that.
No, I see what you did now. It's basically we left it. We just changed the word.
Right.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, that was one of the main things I know we were wanting to change.
Yes.
And then I think the only we added Dubai, and that one didn't on my copy's gray too. G on the board shall have the following duties on page 5, buy and sell assets by majority vote of the directors. We added that.
But wasn't there before?
No.
What's that?
G, page 5. So mine's gray. I didn't, I might not know why that didn't.
They probably should reboot the board of directors.
Say that again.
Because everything else in there is directors.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably fine.
And the last one, I added a whole new section. I'm hoping this will take our mountain back down to the molehill. Equipment use procedures by Lake Elbow members. Members may request use of any and all Lake Elbow LLC owned equipment by requesting in person at a regular board meeting or special board meeting by vote of a majority of the quorum of members in person or by proxy. But that means if I want to use the tractor, say I come and say, I'm redoing my landfill and or my leach lines, can I use the tractor? We all know that our little bucket truck or tractor will not do a septic system. So the board would, as a whole, would say, I'm sorry, but that our equipment will not do what you want. No, you can't use it for that. But Brent comes and says, I need the tractor. I'm going to put some more grass in. I want to put some dirt over my rock over here to put grass. I'm going to use it on this day. Okay. Yes. As a board, yes, Brent, you can use it. That way we know who has the equipment. And if Mary
Jane, they are capable of running it.
And if they're not, if Mary Jane comes, I'm needing some dirt or move a rock. And I was wanting to know if someone at the lake can come and do it for me. If Howie can't, we could go down the line. Brent, can you, Dean, Don, whoever feels comfortable or we know that can run the tractor, go move that rock for anybody or whatever. We know when the equipment's going to be used and what it's going to be used for.
And it's in a minute.
Yes.
And it's in the minutes.
I like that it puts into writing what we're trying to articulate. And I like that it allows for gray area.
Right.
And the board can just have a general policy of the answer is probably going to be no. Or if that case comes up where it makes sense to do that, we can go yes. But it forces it on the members to come to
the board meeting.
Exactly.
But it doesn't say a board member. It doesn't say a board meeting. And it doesn't say
because
majority of the
there's no wording.
There's wording in there that says special meeting.
Yeah. Or members in good standing.
It also says or by proxy. So this is an email message. It doesn't say that majority of all members of the board. Mm-hmm. It just says.
But just like when we had the little email thing, if someone called.
So going back toward your wording here, it says majority vote of directors. So you're saying you're in one place. We're saying 8, right? We're saying. The vote of 8.
7.
Whatever. The
president can't vote.
Yeah.
Hey, well, tell me the wording. I'm trying here. This is what this is for.
I mean, the first thing is, I think the bylaws are for use of how we run our business, not for the individual rules.
I would agree.
I just was meaning that the bylaws.
I just don't think the bylaws.
The bylaws.
It needs to be in writing.
Bylaws is our structure of how we run our HOA. It's the process that it's basically tied in with our covenants, and it's the structure of how we govern the HOA.
So then this would be in the rules.
Yeah,
possibly. This doesn't belong here. Is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, the bylaws.
That's all I was trying to say for this beginning.
Well, I didn't know. That's why I say we didn't know. That's what I. But I feel that would take care of a lot of the
humbug. Well, and not only that, but the people that just go help themselves.
Right. Yeah.
And do it anyway. Because we'd have a process in place. I want to play devil's advocate a little bit. I really like to hear everybody's opinion on this first, because I don't want to be the guy that talks over everybody every time, and I do that sometimes. What are your thoughts, RV?
The tractor?
It's all equipment. It's any and all equipment.
There's an extent, just like she's talking.
can't build roads with it, can't dig a sewer system with it.
Okay.
We can mow grass, we can move rocks, we can move dirt.
I'd like to borrow the snow truck to push my driveway this winter.
Put the blade on.
It's already on.
The spreader's already in. It's already full of salt. I wouldn't put salt in my driveway.
Now, are you talking about the dump truck or the
pickup? No, I'm talking about the pickup with the snow blade. I want to borrow it to push the snow in my driveway this winter.
I think it's wonderful.
I think that's great. Do it.
Okay. I'm just playing. I'm throwing this out.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that same sentence
and while you're there, you just won't be everybody else's.
You know,
he's already done it all for
you. Yeah, we already did.
Okay. And then the other thing is I want to borrow the dredge to dredge out below my house.
Do it. But we've all had it for. He'll teach you how to operate it.
Okay. I'm just throwing this out there because this isn't really about the tractor. It's about everything.
It's about all equipment.
I'm not completely against it. I think there's a potential can of worms here that we could be opening up. Who's going to manage it? Who's going to police it? We've talked about this. Who's going to fix it when it breaks? Who pays for it? And how do we really enforce that? There's some things to think about. I'm not against it. I would be, if you put it in print, they're going to expect it. And the perception is that they're going to come in with the attitude that, well, it's in there. I can do it, you know, and they're going to come here expecting us to prove it every time.
Where we have to put our big boys' hands on.
We have
and
very say that. Baptism problem.
Right. That's true.
And I think if we did it, I think personally, this is just my personal opinion. I think we do it as a test, you know, maybe a couple months or so. Or at least have it to where we can change it if we need to. If we do it and it's like, man, this is a mess, you know, let's not do it anymore. But that's where, again, another reason not to maybe put it in bylaws.
If and when they are using it and something does go down, just make sure that they know they're in control of it.
Make sure they know. Who's that person that's going to make sure they know? That's my question. Who's going to manage it?
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Well, it's kind of like renting the clubhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you break or do something to the clubhouse, you have to pay for it. You sign the liability form, basically, is what it is.
Like I said, I'm not against it.
Yeah.
It's harder to break
the clubhouse than it is that tractor.
I understand two different ways how we've always done it from members that have been here as long as you or if not before. Oh, if you need anything, you just holler, sorry, at Howie or Bob, and they'll come get it or they'll show you how and you can do it. And then others, oh, no, you can't do that, use that for anything. Only certain people get to use it. Wait a minute, I pay dues out here just as much as Howie does.
We acknowledge that there will be unintended consequences.
Correct, there is.
Yes.
We're trying to be good stewards for, and we're trying to, a good point was made that perhaps this rules and regulations. We're trying to address this thing that has been around for a while. Or would we accept that maybe, because we probably have to revisit a rules reg sometime.
Yeah.
So it was just redone with 2017.
Yeah, but we used to do the rules and regs insert pages all the time.
Right.
So rules and regs adjustments.
That's the
2021, something like that.
That was when the major, that's when Cole went through.
And Cole did it mostly himself. And I don't know that anybody ever really went back and compared to what he did compared to what was
there. Yeah, we had several meetings. Some wording we could change. Karen, maybe we could just add this to the list and we'll maybe find the most appropriate place in the rules and regs and adjust some of this wording. Because we're trying to put in writing for the membership a guideline that protects us, but is loose enough to be useful.
It's a process in place that they have to follow. So it would start out as members in good standing. That would be
yes, definitely.
A very key point. may request use of any and all Lake Elbow owned equipment by requesting in person at a regular or special, a regular monthly or special meeting by vote of the majority of a quorum of board members in person or by proxy.
There would have to be things in there.
So I think that board members, because we don't want it to, we don't open it up to the vote.
No.
Board members and just the members in good standing are the two things I would change that. And I think, you know, it can definitely be something we, you know, and honestly, we may be surprised, maybe nobody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Harold had it, tried to ask a question a minute ago, and I want to make sure he gets a chance to.
Well, I just got a feeling I'm going to be hit about the tractor. Use of the tractor.
Yeah.
So I want to know. Somebody wants to order the load of gravel. They want to spread it. Or they want to go up and get 6 or 8 loads of dirt. Am I to tell them to show up at the next meeting?
That's the way the structure.
That's where this is.
We don't want to make it too easy.
Easy, right.
You know, and we want to make it to where we have an opportunity as a board to make the decision as the direction that Karen's laid this out. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's going to, people need to know that surprise is going to become. What I'm trying to say.
Like if tomorrow they wanted to do it next week. Yeah, exactly. It won't be the most convenient thing. But
so let me ask this. What's our policy today, Harold? Yeah. What's our policy today?
There is no policy.
There is no policy.
It's whatever anybody wants to do at that moment in time.
Well, we've always done.
I thought we defined this at a previous meeting.
We did. We said no one could use it for personal use. In our minutes.
Our policy today is there's no personal use of the Lake Elbow equipment.
None whatsoever.
I don't think there's anything in writing, unfortunately.
Wait a minute.
It's in the minutes.
It's in the minutes, but it's not in our rules.
No.
I'm going to agree there.
And I think, you know, part of the other thing.
But let's finish talking about the conversation we're having right now. The whole point. So if our rule is right now you can't do it, why are we worried about next week? If anything, the discussion is open about making it so that it could be used.
And that's what I'm
versus the answer. But I'm just trying to find out what you were thinking here, just because you've done it a couple times, or for other people, or doing it currently.
Because there is an appropriate time, I think, for people for it to get used. I want to use the Wendy Matthews example. Wendy Matthews came to a board meeting. She said she asked, "Hey, there's this real low spot on lake property that happened as kind of a riprap process." She was just acting in good faith. In a thing that's kind of outside of her capacity to take care of herself. I thought that was an appropriate use of the new tractor at the time. I went over there, I got some dirt, and I dumped it on. I probably should ask her if she needs some more. I think there's a place for...
But it was on lake property.
It was on lake property.
For lake.
But it would have never happened if she hadn't asked.
That's true.
So we need a mechanism for people to ask and us to be able to say yes or no.
Yeah. Instead of this, no one can use it, period.
But these are different things. I mean, that's someone asking for someone to do some work, and I want to spread gravel in my driveway. And then we're two different. That's right. What I mean. We're discussing spreading gravel in my driveway.
But it won't always be black and white. Things are typically not.
Yes.
And so we'll need the discretion of a discussion to say, I don't think that thing falls into what we're trying to accomplish. And we say no. You have to be able to say no. Most things should be no. No, you can't use it. You know, no, you can't use that dredge. We can't.
One of the leading pushing factors of all this stuff that started when I first moved here was getting rid of the dump truck because we needed something that was convenient for people to use, because both Harold and Bob, who have done a lot over the years.
And I don't want to take nothing away from that.
They're going to Florida and going to start traveling more. Mm-hmm. Well, not everybody has the mental capacity to jump in a
small semi and push snow. So we as the board wanted to do that so to make it easier for everybody else to use to make things happen. So
for the lake.
For the lake. That was the main concept, was so anybody could do things for the lake. Now we get into this personal deal of people wanting to use things or whatever. I am very open to it, but we have to treat everybody the same way, and that's where we don't.
Right, and that's what I'm kidding about.
We don't treat everybody the same way.
Well, there's always going to be that person you told no that's going to have hard feelings.
Yes, no matter.
Even if we had good reasons, right. Because they're going to come in here expecting to be told yes.
Yeah. I've been around enough people. Yeah, this guy wants to lift up a 20,000-pound rock.
And that's why something in writing, and maybe the first time we do it, it could have been done better, but we're trying to the board's credit.
I think the approach in the past has always been, it's just like a city or a county. The city owns equipment.
Perfect.
Everybody is part of the city, but I can't go borrow the city's backhoe or the city's deal. And that's how we've always kind of structured it. And we were always concerned about the can worms, this guy using it for just redoing his entire yard, and putting hours and hours and hours on the tractor, backhoe, whatever, versus another guy that just never really gets to use it, And then you got the who manages it. Who's going to make sure, okay, they got it. They didn't leave the key on, because I'll tell you, that's been a big problem in the past. If new people jump on equipment, next time you go up there, battery's dead. That's been that common deal for years, right? And then that turns into more work for one of us to have to charge the battery or replace it if it ruins it. I just want to share with you kind of some of the why from the past and why, what we run into. Again, I'm not totally against it. Believe me, I'd love to borrow that tractor. I got a project right now I could do with it, but I've been holding off waiting for my skid loader or my dad's skid loader to get fixed, and it's been forever. Take me longer to go up and get it than it would to do the job with the tractor.
So I definitely think that we need to put something in writing in our
I agree.
If we agreed on this,
to what they said,
we would just basically have a single page print out. We'd announce it at the annual meeting. We'd handle it and we'd give everybody a page to go and put in their role.
Into their role.
That's how we've always done it.
Yep.
If we agree, this is a good thing to do. I'm not overly I'm not against it. I think there's good opportunities, and we may be surprised that people find the opportunity to get comfortable using it, and then they volunteer to do more stuff for the lake. Hopefully, that's probably dreaming.
That's dreaming.
you might be surprised.
Well, it's nice.
Honestly, we might be surprised that maybe we go a whole year and maybe only two people even come ask to use it. But
So how you are the one that people usually go to. What are your thoughts?
Well, with the mall, he's going to Florida.
Yeah. I think if they're capable of running it, it should be okay, because they did pay for it.
That's my thought.
Liability issues. I just want to know what I'm supposed to tell people.
Well, they need to come to work. At this point, if we do this, my concern was, my biggest concern, and I'm asked, who's going to manage it? Who's going to do this? I don't want to add onto this. We'd have to have a process. They're going to borrow it. They're going to borrow it on one of these days. He's in it.
And what qualifies them for use of it? How do they know? How do you know they know how to run it?
Most
people we know, right. They probably know.
Okay.
Some people probably a little questionable. And then there's another side of it that we'll have to discuss. Members in good standing, obviously. What about people that aren't really fully members? And I would say maybe a renter, for instance, and I don't know his current status, but Slocum.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't think he's a member. I think his mom is still the owner of the house and the member.
He's a renter.
I don't even think he's a renter. What's his stats?
Yes, he paid $1,000 extra.
He's a renter.
No, he only paid $38.
He paid $100 as a caretaker, I thought.
Caretaker, yeah.
So because if he's a renter, we need to charge them two sets of dues.
But Joe Prince is the only one that would know, but he only paid one.
It's in the minutes. I think he's a caretaker. He paid the extra $100. That's what we agreed upon because the mother does not live here, did not want to stay here because she was filing bankruptcy, and he took over her mortgage. And
for whatever reason, he couldn't get the name of the house changed into his.
Because
he
can't take over the mortgage. If he's in foreclosure, he could qualify for a mortgage. That's what happened. And at that time,
that's a $100 one-time deal. It isn't $100 a year.
No, $100 a year. That would be in the caretaker.
I'd love to have that conversation because
that'll be one of the first people.
I don't know all those rules that you guys are talking about.
Nothing had been under 2 days, and he called her in and wanted to use
it. I'm telling you, in the minutes, he is a non-vote. It was in our minutes from those meetings that they said, yes, you can do this. It's going to cost you $100.
He's not a member.
You are not a member, and you do not have voting rights, but you can use the lake, you can buy your lake pass, and you can come and go. But the dues are still under your mother's name, and whether you pay them, she pays them, it don't matter. They have to be paid, and you're attached to
it. So we would have to review the rules because I think it states renting members or other members like that have full lake rights aside of no voting privilege. So, by the
I just thought it said lake
rights. Just write it and said lake members.
What is lake rights?
But I'm worried about this. Has or any use? Yeah. So I get to use the clubhouse anytime I want for free.
A member is a good stand-in. He wouldn't be a member.
Because it's proper. It's equipment.
He's not a member. You know,
the clubhouse is. So we got to make sure we're excluded. There has to be, unless, you know, something like unless already detailed in the.
And that's already described. Like that's in the bylaws, the definition of member.
This building is like equipment. And that's why I was trying to say, unless already previously defined rules, you know.
So, for the interest of the bylaws, to keep moving forward on it. Yeah. So, we probably in consensus that for the bylaws, we'll strike this set. And then we can probably wrap up the bylaws, but I don't want to put off this for the rules change. Yeah. When would you like to see the introduction of this rules? Dave kind of outlined the planning, but we're going to try to get this done by.
Well, the rules don't have to be changed other than this one thing added. Yeah, right. So that can be done tonight. It can be added at any time.
The bylaws, how do we do that? Are we legally allowed to change our bylaws?
Yes. The board can change the bylaws. They cannot change the covenants.
Here's presented at the annual meeting, right? And they have, does the whole.
The board can change it.
We have till July 1st.
Yes.
Personally, I would prefer not to roll out the bylaws at the annual meeting. And the reason I don't want to confuse people. If you come to them and you say, here's our covenants. We really need to renew these. We need your help. We need you to read this. We need you to sign the signature page, get it notarized. We're giving them a task, a very easy one. Mm-hmm. This should be easy to do.
Yeah.
I'm afraid if we do that and then we say, oh, and by the way, here's the bylaws and here's changes we've made and that, I'm afraid
going
to have people that are going to get high-centered on this and it's going to confuse them. And then they're going to have too much to think about and they're not going to do it.
But am I not right in saying that the board has the right to change the bylaws and not the membership? So we can do this ourselves.
We can do this July 1st. My goal would be to roll this out.
Exactly.
Get this signed. If you guys want to initiate this.
I thought the bylaws had to be at the annual meeting and voted on the 60%.
No. It is just the covenant.
Yeah. And the covenants don't have to be voted on.
No, they just have to be renewed.
You have to have the signature.
Because they can't be changed anyway.
Exactly. So it's a simple process.
So can we table this section 12 until a future meeting?
Well, I think we just table the bylaws.
Well, I'm trying to get this so we have agreed upon bylaws that we're all. This is
I think we agreed to take section 12 out of the bylaws.
Yeah.
Everything
else that we mentioned is fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
But I don't think we introduced the membership at this time during the annual meeting. I mean, it'd be nice to, but my fear is we're going to confuse people and we're going to possibly make it to where a lot of them don't complete this because they're looking at this.
I agree.
So we're taking section 12 out.
Right.
Yes.
And then all
that'll be a single page rule.
Right.
But, so we need to just go to page 3 as first. Are we in agreement that we're changing D, right? I think we need to start at the beginning and move to each page and say, are we in agreement? So somebody else can take over.
Need compensation. Go ahead, Aaron. You want to walk us through it one more time?
Just are we in agreement? We've already discussed it. Are we
in agreement on, that's on page 3D.
The compensation.
The compensation.
Yeah, I got to get there. 3D.
First quarter.
Yes. No director shall receive any compensation without majority consent of the board. Correct.
Okay. Agreed.
Agreed.
And then page 4.
C.
C. We're going to take out the corporate sale and disperse stock. And we're going to
remove the whole line.
The secretary shall assign vote stickers in accordance with rules and regulations. I'm going to move that to the treasurer. And
does that really need to be in our bylaws?
I would say that doesn't need to be in the bylaws.
I would agree with that. Because it could change from board to board to board as with the secretary.
I think the reason that they have the numbers is because they were associating a number with a name.
Okay,
somebody needed to track
those. That's just a sticker.
That's just a sticker, so it doesn't matter. That can be taken out.
We need to make sure that's in our rules and regulations.
It's already in there.
It is.
Okay, so we're going to take out
that out.
I think they were trying to define a role.
Does everybody have to have a new sticker?
No, I think one is.
The old number should still be good.
The sticker was to ensure that they did the online training for the zebra mussels. Yeah. So I think we should have a sticker.
And when we did that, when we went over to the blue sticker, we told everybody that the numbers at that point in time were no longer valid. You had to come do it. That way we got the record of them taking the zebra mussels, and we gave them a blue sticker. So it's whatever color it is. We're free and clear of any number.
Which was a nightmare.
Okay.
And then,
so take that out.
Then on D, we're going to take out the treasurer shall be bonded. I'm going to take that out. And then section on page 5, G, buy and sell assets by the majority of voted directors. We're going to add that. And take out equipment use procedure by Lake Elbow. We're going to put that into our rules and regulations.
Yes.
Awesome job, Henry. Thank you, Jess.
You're amazing.
Great.
Did a whole lot of work for us.
You're amazing, girl.
Okay, so in closing, to make sure I got this right, I'm going to make copies of the covenants that's at the courthouse, and I need to find out if that is a 6 or a 4, but 6, 1 of 6. Or
the only difference was the 6 was about 2 or 3 days later of the 4. Honestly, they both have, I think, the exact same.
Yeah, they have. I've read it, but I don't know which one.
I don't know that it really matters because they are the same.
So I'm making copies of this. I want a clean non-draft copy from Tyler.
Well, yeah, what did Tyler send us? We would do just exactly what Tyler sent us.
Is the draft.
So if he sent you a draft and it's in a Word document, it's click and it goes away. Okay. So I can.
I need help.
Okay. But I'll also send you a PDF.
Okay.
But probably what I want to do is I probably want to show you how to mail merge, but he's
on the,
because then you can fill that in that name.
Okay.
And you have a list in Excel spreadsheet.
It's a PDF.
You say this field is the name, and it just takes down that list and just fills in all those places.
On these changes for the bylaws, I understand the concept of not bringing it up or confusing people at the end. I mean, I do agree that the covenants have to be done. That's not a choice. That's something we have to do. I do think, though, at the annual meeting, we do need to mention that in an upcoming meeting, we will post it.
We're cleaning up.
We're addressing the bylaws and a couple things.
On that thought, can we have these ready for the annual meeting copies? So at the end of the annual meeting?
It's up to what you guys think.
I would say no. I was saying we should just push it on the Facebook or put it on the website.
Well, I'll say that.
Because they're already on the front
side. I'm just saying that I feel like the whole membership should know about when we go changing bylaws.
And that's what I'm saying. That's, I feel that, you know, just like I did here, red, we're going to delete, blue, we're changing.
We could actually make it part of the following year's annual meeting. I mean, we put it into place July 1st. The board has the ability to do it. And we can review it.
They don't have to vote.
We can review it at the next annual meeting. Yes. Here's the bylaws and here's the changes we made. And when you do, and there's not going to be a need for a vote number or anything, Karen, if you use the draft that Tyler sent, it's not there, because what's going to happen is once we get those finalized, we'll go up there and have them booked or have them documented at the courthouse. And we really need to, at that time, when we do it in July, we need to do the covenants, we need to do the bylaws, we need to do our rules. All
at the same time.
That way everything's on file.
Yep.
And anything that comes up like this Deborah Lee thing in the future, we're covered. Because right now, I don't think our rules, I think the latest, the most recent rules are not on file at the courthouse.
They're probably not, but even if it came up that our rules mainly cover what the majority of the things we're attempting to
and
do.
People that come.
The rules that were changed were piddling things.
Correct. That's what I meant by. So it would cover. It would cover what size lot you have to have to build.
Yeah, none of that was ever changed.
Absolutely, we may want to look at before we finalize them, because
right.
But the manufactured homes, I doubt, is not piled up there, because we did.
Don brought up a great point tonight. Glad he did.
Jim, I just forwarded that extension to both of you, so you now have it in your inbox. Support what you just said, David. The rules were at the courthouse, but it was an older version. But again, I think the 2017 or 19. But okay, so I think we just agreed that we're going to do the covenants for the annual meeting.
Right. And the bylaws will hold off.
And the hold off, but that we want to do, I'd like to see us circle back to them in like January, February.
Oh, right.
I know. I don't have red hair.
But go ahead and make your changes.
Yes, I will take
my changes. But I just don't want that to drop off, because there's a lot of work was put in. We're going to come back to it in a future meeting.
And I just feel like the membership should be informed that we are going to be going over the bylaws. I know that they can't say anything, or do they appoint
the
director? But
yeah,
I just
know that
we're working on making slight changes to the bylaws. It really won't.
If anybody had any questions or concerns,
enough of some verbiage
to come.
It'll
be on the agenda.
Yeah, on the agenda for the annual meeting, are we going to do the pavilion out here, put that up for a vote, or
we're going to bring that up tonight.
I'm glad. I'm sorry, we did not discuss that. I would say probably what we need first of all, Marker.
He wouldn't commit. And here's his whole thing was, I can't give you any idea because the cost of materials is changing every day. We've got another hurricane coming into, and by spring it could be a whole different ball game. And he said, high end, you know, to do the high dollar redwood, maybe 70,000, you know, somewhere in that vicinity. But cedar would be much, much cheaper. And I said, I'm good with that.
I would say probably what we need to do is we need to come to the December meeting with a plan, and that plan would include, how are we going to pay for it? I think that's probably our biggest hurdle. Is just how do we pay for it, you know? I agree, if we think it's something we want to try to do this year, maybe we put it to a vote, the membership, and what that means is we'll have to have ballots,
mm-hmm.
and we need to be able to present to them at the annual meeting, here's what we'd like to do, here's approximately what we think it's going to cost, and here's some ideas of how we think we're going to pay for it. And so I would say be prepared to come to the next meeting with some of that stuff outlined so that we can discuss it. And that still gives us December and January meeting to kind of fine tune that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could, you know, I think we
prepared. But I can't get anybody to give me a cost.
I understand. But we got a pretty good idea now.
Pretty good. Yeah.
But if you were writing a check tomorrow,
we put it on the high end. We say, you know,
if they were building it tomorrow.
If we were writing a check. Whether they're building it or not, they would commit, because they would buy the material.
Really, really briefly,
yeah.
Rita, I don't know if you and I have talked about a donation portion, a matching portion, and then we'll probably have a borrow portion. So say 60, you think you can raise 10, try and raise 10,
the
match 10,000 out of that. Now we'll borrowing $40,000, it still fits within our current mortgage available. But just, I would encourage trying to raise money. There'd be some matching where the bank would want us putting money down, not 100% borrowed. But we're going to have to.
And asking for donations is not a bad idea.
Exactly.
You'd be surprised who may help us.
Might write a check.
Exactly. And then
some fundraisers.
You know, with the success that we've had here this year with some events, maybe some fundraisers, you know, cookout or something, or a spaghetti dinner or whatever the case may be, anything we can do to raise money. Or it would be a great thing to be able to accomplish that this year. I personally, I don't know if we can do that or not, but if we can get at least, I think it's important that we at least put it before the membership.
If we put it before the members, exactly. If we could put it before the members at the annual meeting and ask for donations, that would be a start.
I think we all agree it would get used and get used well.
Oh, yeah.
Be a great asset to the lake. So,
okay.
Cool. Well, I appreciate everybody's time and especially all your effort. So
she's worked very hard.
That's she's got us way ahead of the schedule.
$115 because they charge $230.
I will not be here in December's meeting, but I will try to be back for both January's meeting. Just kind of depends on
when is January's meeting.
Because she has her surgery.
I know the annual, but I mean our first meeting. Okay, I'll be home by then.
The fifth.
I'll be home by then.
And it just depends on, I think we finally
get there. Okay, so where, okay, do you remember where in here it talks about voting? So I may need the rule book. Okay. It's going to be in the bylaws, right?
No, it was
there were two things that I was going to need to add.
So, Brent, don't go anywhere yet.
Next month, one was going on. Do you remember what the other one is? January 29th.
About like any major voting.
The only voting
on next month's agenda
reading was
voting on news was one.
Dave, can I see the rule book?
Yeah.
I don't have a rule book.
How I got it.
It's online.
It's
online.
The
one thing I didn't
burn. It's okay. I have
one.
It might show in there. Because.
Yeah,
one. Well, I'm not sure. I just want to try. I mean, so we got there's.
We sent me a draft of the minutes ahead of time. So I'll review that before next meeting. The voting on the dues was the big thing.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was one of the things I wanted for that. I just didn't get written.
Read it, don't raise me. You're my ride. I knew it was on one of my. Oh, sorry. Let me get my shit up.
Did she say she was not leaving?
Yeah, I told her not to leave me. She was my ride.
There's other people that can teach you.
If she acts up,
it's gone, you say?
What?